They saw the fourth day. They saw the fifth day. They even saw the early hour of the sixth day. But at this hour, they are no more. That has not been your case and my case. Can we bless the name of the Almighty God for keeping me and you alive? So I'm seeing it and making it possible to be alive, to be part of those who are counted among the living. And the same God who has brought you and me this far, can we thank him? Because we know that he will keep us to the end. It's a year of new song. You will sing a new song. Thank you, faithful Father. Blessed of your name, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Daddy, we bless your name. We give you all the glory. Lord, I have no word of my own. I rely on you. I ask this morning that you will speak to us. That as we hear your word, you will help us not to be hearers alone. But the grace to be doers, Lord, you will give unto us. Thank you, King of glory. Blessed be your name, Lord. For in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, I want to assure you, you will not live here the same. And I want to assure you that before the end of tonight, the Lord will visit you. The way you have never experienced God before, you will experience God in the name of Jesus. Have your seat in his presence. Praise the Lord. Amen. I'm going to please ask our daddy, Daddy P, by the grace of God, to please read the text that we'll be looking at this morning. And that will be from 2 Chronicles, from chapter 1, from verse 6 to 12. 2 Chronicles, chapter 1, from verse 6 to 12. Please, as our daddy read, please, I want us to pay attention. God bless you all in Jesus' name. From verse 6 to 12. Yes, sir.
And Solomon went up thither to the brazen altar before the Lord, which was at the tabernacle of the congregation, and offered 1,000 burnt offerings upon it. Verse 7. In that night did God appear unto Solomon and said unto him, ask, what shall I give thee? And Solomon said unto God, thou hast showed great mercy unto David my father, and hast made me to reign in his stead. Now, O Lord God, let thy promise unto David my father be established, for thou hast made me king over a people like the dust of the earth in multitude. Give me now wisdom and knowledge, that I may go out and come in before these people. For who can judge these thy people that is so great? And God said to Solomon, because this was in thy heart, and thou hast not asked riches, wealth, or honor, nor the life of thy enemies, neither yet hast asked long life, but hast asked wisdom and knowledge for thyself, that thou mayest judge my people over whom I have made thee king. Verse 12 and the last verse. Wisdom and knowledge is granted unto thee, and I will give thee riches and wealth and honor, such as none of the kings have had that have been before thee, neither shall there any after thee have the like. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, sir. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. The topic for today is giving quality offering unto the Lord. Say to your neighbor, 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 are you ready to give quality, quality, quality offering unto the Lord? Praise the Lord. What is the meaning of quality? Because that's what I want us to. What is the meaning? I like what I saw. Says the degree to which something meet or exceed the expectation of a customer. Hallelujah. Let me say that again. He said the degree to which something meets or exceed what? The expectation of a what? Of a customer. Praise the Lord. Who is the vendor in this case? Who is the vendor? Who is the vendor? We are the vendor. Who is the customer that we have to satisfy? God.
That's the customer that we have to what? Satisfy. Praise the Lord. The Bible said that David did, that Solomon did what? What did Solomon do, brethren? He offered what? That offering that he did, what did that offering do? He provoked God. He provoked God to take an action. And that's why I'm asking you today, what are you here to offer to God as you have started the new year? Or is going to be the normal thing that we do? The normal way of offering to God. Are we going to continue the act of 2018 to 2019? If you want God to do something in your life in the year 2019, you must learn to give quality offering unto God. You want the change? One of my father will always tell me, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same result. If throughout 2018, all you give to God was $5, I don't know what else you want God to give you. Some people want to give God $5 and they want God to give them $100 back as a blessing. Is it possible? It is what you give that you receive. And Solomon knew that he needed to do something to make God to move on his behalf. And he did what no man has ever done. Did Solomon get what he needed? No, you are not. Did Solomon get what he needed? He got what he needed. Immediately, the Bible said, that same night, I pray for someone tonight. This morning. In the name that is above every other name. As you give quality offering to Lord in this year 2019, even today, there will be a visitation from God in the name of Jesus. The Bible did not say the next day. It said that very night, there was visitation. The Lord will visit you. I said the Lord will visit you. I said the Lord will visit you. I said the Lord will visit you. In the name of Jesus. And what did that visit? What did he attract? What did that visit attract? You know, the most difficult people to lead is human beings. Very, very difficult. Because when you sit with 10 people, everybody has their own opinion. I always ask people, how do people work on jury duty? Because when they bring a case before you and they have 10 people, everybody looks at the case differently. Some will say you are guilty. Some will say he might be guilty, but I don't think he deserves 5 years. Maybe they should give him 2 years. Some will say, no. 5 years. The offering that Solomon gave that night attracted God. It moved God. That night, the Lord visited him. And what did the Lord give to Solomon? When Solomon did what he needed to do, the first thing the Lord gave him was that he gave him what? Wisdom. I pray for you that as you give quality offering to the Lord in 2019, wisdom to live the year 2019, the Lord will give unto you in the name of Jesus. Brethren, you need wisdom. In this where we live, you need wisdom. Particularly in your place of work, you need wisdom. Hey! Everybody laughing at you and not with you. They are laughing at you, but at the moment that they have opportunity to bring you down, they will bring you down. So, give quality offering to the Lord, and it will release wisdom into your life in the name of Jesus. Let somebody shout hallelujah. What else did the Lord give Solomon? He gave him knowledge. Knowledge to understand. Knowledge to do what? Knowledge to do what? To understand the season and the word and the time. This is my season and your season in the name of Jesus. But the time is also part of it. This is your time to pray. It is the beginning of the year. It's the time to give what you need to give to God so that those doors can open. If you are waiting to the end of the year, brethren, time will have gone. He gave unto Solomon knowledge. 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 Because he knew that he needed that in order to succeed. I pray for you that as you give quality offering to the Lord in this year 2019, knowledge to live in your marriage, knowledge to walk in your place of work, the Lord will give unto you in the name of Jesus. Amen. One thing else that the Lord gave unto Solomon, wealth. Can you stop running after dollars? Why don't you do the work of God? Do God's work and dollars will run after you. I said dollars will run after you. What is the difference between those who are just, you know, I just look at some of those hedge funds, they sit at home and phone and say, Funky Temple, please transfer 2.5 billion from account B to C. Hey! Sir, what is the difference between them and you? I say this is your year in the name of Jesus. Are you kidding me? God gave him wealth because of what he did. The Lord will bless someone more than you can even imagine this year in the name of Jesus. Not only did the Lord give him wealth, he also gave him riches. The Bible says the Lord blesses and he does not add what? He doesn't add sorrow to it. He does not add sorrow to it at all. Eh? Solomon became someone that is able to lend to nation. Is that not where we want God to take us to? I said it here before. I remember when I wanted to file my tax 1 year. And the woman was telling me, Pastor Mo, you are owing money. I said, why should I be owing money? Everything 0, 0, 0. I don't claim anybody. He said, hey, the money you are making, honey. I said, auntie, he said, Pastor, come. Go and pray that you should be able to hold. I said, but why? He said, when you are blessed, owing money will not be a problem now. And brethren, true. As I was there with her, somebody came in and they told the person right in my front and said, you are owing, He said, how much is it? And Ms. Bola, how much? It's 15,000. He said, you know that last account we used? Just transfer 15,000. Close it and let's move on. Hey! I said, my story must change. I said, your story will change in the name of Jesus. And he also made it clear to Solomon that there will never be any king like him. God is ready to prove himself in your life that when people see you, they will know that the Lord has been with you. But what is it that the Lord needs from you? Quality word offering. If you are willing and ready for God to do more than anybody can do in your life, in this year 2019, be ready to give quality offering. And not give grudgingly. Don't be giving with agony. They are saying you should give again. Give from your heart. So that when the Lord sees you, whatever you want God to do, he will be able to do it for you. Today we are reading about Solomon because of what he did. Are we going to read about you? My prayer is that the Lord will bless us. My prayer is that the art to give, the Lord will give unto us in the name of Jesus. I know we are facing a lot of things in this nation. A lot is going on. But God remains God. And when you do what his word says, he has never failed. And I know concerning you, he will never fail in the name of Jesus. It's only requiring me and you to give the best. You know what the best is. You know. I don't need to tell you. You know deep in your heart what is the best and what is the best to give to God. You know, it amazes me sometimes when it's time to give offering.
people know what they have in the pocket. They will say, $20. I say, $50. No. $1 here. Because the moment they say offering time, let me tell you what the devil does. Say, sister, bro, no gas for cow. $5 can't do it. You forgot. You have not paid that due. You know your children, they have to eat, oh. No. You know? And then you say, God, you understand, eh? You gave this key to me. You say, I'm a caretaker. I don't want them to suffer. You know if they suffer, it's my fault, too, eh? So this one is good now. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. So what am I saying? What is the word of God saying to me and you? That in this year 2019, make up your mind. Make up your mind to sow for the Lord. To give unto the Lord. To give the best of the best. Look, it's not the amount of money you give. Even today, can you forget about who is next to you and give God a quality dance? Because some of us, when we see you at Ojo Agbo, you won't believe you are the same person. No? Your step dance, nawa. But when you come here, His name is Aya. But when they start singing at parties, they will even know that you are there. How come we are able to celebrate in the world, but in His presence, we cannot? Are you ready for God to bless you? Do you want God to bless you? Do you want God to turn things around? Do you want God to make this year a year of each day testimony for you and your family? I beg of you, do exactly what Solomon did, and you will see God move in the way you have never seen before. Can you please rise up on your feet this morning? I want you to talk to the Almighty God. And what is the prayer you want to pray? You want to pray that, Father, in this year 2019, help me to give quality offering unto you. Lift up your voice. 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 Begin to talk to the Almighty God. Say, Father, in this year 2019, in this year 2019, in this year 2019, Father, give unto me the grace to give quality offering unto you. Your son Solomon did it. That same night there was visitation from heaven. And Lord, my God, as I give unto you in this year 2019, Lord, not just giving but quality giving, Lord, let there be a visitation, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, faithful Father. For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Our Father and our God, we bless your name. Daddy, we give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. We give you adoration. We thank you because you are a faithful God. We pray, Lord, that in this year 2019, the grace, Lord, to give quality offering to you at all times. Father, you will give unto us in the name of Jesus. Above all, Father, we pray that on the last day, may we not be missing in the name of Jesus. Thank you, faithful Father. Blessed be your name, Lord. For in Jesus' mighty name, we have